And how about the attic? Do you ever call that anything else?
I don't know, let me store room.
You never call it the garret or anything?
No.
Sky parlor?
No, we speak out of the attic.
Okay. How about now with the kitchen? Did they ever used to have any other kinds of kitchens? Where you, when it'd be hot, you might cook a building out and back?
A summer kitchen?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have one?
No.
But you've seen them?
Yes, I know. I have known them.
Mm-hmm. Were they built onto the house or separate buildings?
Usually separate.
And with walls or?
Yes.
Enclosed entirely, huh?
Sometimes they are, yes.
But they might be just posts with open walls?
Well, no, I don't know.
They probably have walls with a door and a window, maybe.
Usually that kind of a building is just a few steps away from your kitchen door, and maybe a roof connects the two buildings. But not usually side walls.
Mm-hmm. All right. And in the kitchen, they used to have a place where they store things called the...
Pantry?
Mm-hmm. And the piece of furniture you'd use to put socks and things like that in would be your... in the bedroom, it would be...
I don't know. I never owned one.
Well, what kinds of bedroom furniture? What are the pieces of bedroom furniture that you make?
Dresser.
And,
well, dressing table, usually, and a lot of them.
The dresser have a mirror over it?
Mm-hmm.
How about the kind that doesn't have a mirror?
Well, that'd be sort of like a, well, dressing table, I guess, would be anything.
Big, tall, and with lots of drawers and no mirror.
Oh, a chiffonette?
And that has just lots of drawers, huh?
Usually just drawers.
All right, and do you ever use the term bureau?
Bureau?
Uh-huh. Do you have one of those?
No, we just call it a dresser.
Okay. You don't do the big cleaning every week. But every day, I mean. But you probably every day go around and
dust.
Would that involve picking up newspapers and straightening things and sort of thing? You're just gonna. Suppose you had a clutter in the living room, somebody was coming. You said, "Quick, I'm gonna have to."
Straighten up, I think, would be the term we'd use. Straighten up the room.
You wouldn't say red up.
Some people do.
My wife does. She reds off the table all the time. What do you sweep the kitchen floor with?
Dust mop.
Or you might use a...
Well, that's what I use, yeah. A mop, a dust mop.
Uh-huh. Now, if you didn't use a dust mop, somebody else might use a what? What's a handball or
a... A broom?
That's the word I meant.
Well, we have linoleum, so a brush answers better, a dust mop.
You have a broom.
Oh, yes.
Where do you keep the broom?
Well, it's on the, it's just outside the kitchen door. It's on the stairway leading down to the grate line. Mm-hmm. Now, that's just hanging on the wall.